Well, hello. As many of you might know, I am a veteran of the United States Coast Guard, and I spent 8 years in the Coast Guard in the 90s. Anyway, when I was in, we learned a lot about the history of the Coast Guard, and of course, like many other branches of the military, we had a motto, the Latin phrase "Semper Paratus," which means always ready. And so the Coast Guard really always stands ready to seek and save those who become lost at sea and to defend our shores against those who seek to do our country harm. Not only are they the lifesavers, but they also protect our ports and our waterways. The United States Coast Guard has been involved in every single war that the United States has fought. Especially in World War II, they drove all of the landing craft at D-Day, for instance, and all of the landing craft at all the various landings in the Pacific Theater. In fact, at the Battle of Guadalcanal, a Coast Guardsman by the name of Douglas Monroe, forgot for a second there, received the Congressional Medal of Honor after saving over 500 Marines that were stranded on a beach. And so the United States Coast Guard is always ready, Semper Paratus. Even the Coast Guard song says, "We're always ready for the call. We place our trust in thee, through howling gale and shot and shell to win our victory. Semper Paratus is our guide, our pledge, our motto too. We're always ready, do or die. Aye, Coast Guard, we fight for you." And so, the Coast Guard must be ready at all times because they never know when that SAR alarm is going to go off, that search and rescue alarm. They call them out in some of the worst weather imaginable to rescue the lost. There was an old saying in the Coast Guard that, you have to go out, but you don't got to come back. And sadly, many have gone out and not come back. I remember the, I was on a cutter. We were transversing from Alaska down to California, and along our transit, there was a storm off the Oregon coast, and a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter with, I think, four Coast Guard crew members on board crashed at sea, and we were part of the search and rescue. That helicopter was never found, and no survivors were ever found. And so that truly was a group that went out, but they didn't come back. And so they're often out in the worst weather. One might ask, though, how they are able to maintain such a high level of readiness at all times. The answer is simple. They train, they drill, and they train some more. They train so hard to do their mission that they practice their techniques over and over and over again to the point that it's second nature. And when the time comes that a rescue operation takes place or to intercept a smuggler, they just go out and do it. They prepared themselves for the mission, and they courageously go out and execute it because they know what they're doing. And they know what they're doing because they have spent so much time in training and practice. Some Christians really could learn a few good lessons from the United States Coast Guard. We ought to adopt the same motto as the Coast Guard, Semper Paratus. Always ready. In fact, the Bible commands us to be always ready, to be semper paratus when it comes to defending or proclaiming the gospel truth. In 1 Peter 3:15, it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Now, it's interesting that in the Latin Vulgate Bible, the phrase "ready always" is rendered parati semper. Parati is a derivative of paratus. Both carry the same meaning, to be ready or to be prepared. So in essence, Peter tells us to be semper paratus. Peter teaches us of the need to be always ready to give an answer. The word answer here is from the Greek word apologia. In English, apologia is not an admission of guilt, like an apology, but rather it is a desire to make clear the grounds of some course, belief, or position. That's what Webster's Dictionary says. In other words, to give an answer means to make a scriptural defense for the things that we believe. We must be always ready to tell people the reason why we have this hope within us, and to support this belief with the scriptures. You know, the question is how to achieve this level of preparedness and to be semper paratus, to explain or defend our faith. Again, we can look to the Coast Guard for this answer as well. We need to train or study. We need to drill. We need to put those things into practice. We need to train and study some more. We need to know our Bible. You know, Peter says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Sanctify means to make holy, to consecrate, to venerate, to sanctify the Lord God in our heart means that we must put Him first in our thoughts and in our daily life. We begin to do this as we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. You know, that word study means give diligence. Be diligent. Work hard at it. It's hard work to learn the scriptures and to know the scriptures. You know, it's easy in the fact that understanding the Bible is easy. It's easy to understand, but it takes effort to understand it. It takes effort to know it thoroughly. And so we are sanctified the Word of God in our hearts, or we are sanctified by the Word of God in our heart. John 17:17 says, sanctify them by thy truth, thy word is truth. And so as we study and learn more about God and what He's done for our faith increases and grows stronger. We constantly seek to apply what we have learned in our daily lives and carry the Great Commission. We become more effective at our mission of saving those who are lost and defending those who would seek to destroy our faith. You know, after we have sanctified the Lord God in our hearts by studying and applying His Word, we will find that we become semper paratus, always ready to give an answer to every man that asketh. And so my challenge to you and to myself in this new year is that we double our efforts, redouble our efforts, refocus our efforts to grow and to be the kind of Christian that we need to be. To be the kind of Christian that leads others to Christ. That goes out and carries out the mission of Jesus Christ to seek and save the lost. Thank you.